Right now on Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in a guest, and we're going to talk about something that's going on not only at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, but across the country. Nationally, the FFA organization has a FFA week every February. This week, Housatonic Valley Regional High School started on Monday. It runs through Friday. With us this morning is Justine Allen, who is the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Ag Science President. Justine, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Cannot complain at all. It's interesting. I'm, 68 years old. I went to Housatonic Valley Regional High School when Clark Wood ran the FFA department, Bob Gambino and things like that. But FFA, not only the chapter, but agriculture in general, is just a total different ballgame than when I attended the high school in the late 60s and early 70s. So let's talk a little bit about FFA, and let's talk, before we get about the week, a little bit about the team, because one thing I know back then, and it's still now, it is like a team. It's almost like a sports program, but it deals now with agriculture. So give me a little information on your team.
Definitely. So FFA is huge in leadership and personal growth, and we really focalize that for all of our members. So here at Housatonic, we have roughly 147 members. However, on our chapter officer team, which is elected completely by our membership body, we have about 8 officers and 4 junior officers. This year is my 3rd team as an official officer, and this group is extremely young and eager and extremely adaptable, and I have really enjoyed working with them thus far. A lot of them are sophomores ranging to seniors, as well as our 4 freshman officers who are quite eager to get involved with the program and the organization. Also have 3 seniors this year who are looking at how FFA has really prepped them for their next 4 years of life, whether it be in college or in the real world itself. FFA has really focalized on leadership since back in the 60s and all.
You know, it's interesting. A couple of different times, once at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and once I do believe it was Pine Plains, I was asked to be a judge on a debating, almost like a debating thing. Yeah. I was amazed at how well parliamentary procedure was not only understood by the leadership and by most all the FFA members, and I just think it, that alone is an instruction that you could give out to people in the community that want to be on board so they understand. I'm always totally impressed when I see an FFA meeting, and I think another thing people don't realize is what your year-to-year goals are. Now, let's first talk about agri-science and technology. What's been going on this year at the high school? I mean, it's a pandemic year. It's obviously affected everything, but has it affected you, and what's going on?
Definitely. So I am also a District 1 president for the Connecticut State FFA Association. So I am working with all sorts of chapters throughout the entire state. And I have found that we were one of the only chapters in the entire state thus far that had pretty much any in-person events with our membership body. Now, of course, that had to follow all sorts of COVID guidelines, and we sat with the administrators and the advisory team of Housatonic beforehand. But we are very fortunate to be able to have some of these events in person. So we have really worked very hard to hold some sort of normalcy this year. For our FFA chapter, we've been able to hold many chapter meetings and social events for our members, as well as numerous service projects, more than a normal year. We have done 2 USDA food distributions, one correlating with Maria Horns back in June, and then one during our National Convention Week here in October. And we've also been doing various service projects for the local food banks with volunteer hours, food drives, and that stuff.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned that the food projects, I went to those because I have a couple of friends that only have motorized scooters and picked up food. And I thought I would have to go through the line twice. But when I explained to people why I was there, they loaded me up with two sets of food so I could drop them off to my friends who couldn't. I thought it was one of the best organized things I've ever been in. I was only... I think I only was in the line for about 10, 12 minutes. And the food products that were delivered, it ran the whole width and breadth. So I just think that is a great way to do community service and get involved. But, you know, talking to you, right now we are speaking once again to the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Ag Science President, Justine Allen. Talking to you, I remember when I was in high school, VOAG was about farming, okay, strictly, basically farming. Then, of course, VOAG, changed and modified, and agribusiness came in. And I just noticed now with your agri-science and technology program, it really is amazing. All the different programs that are out there. And if you're a senior, what do your seniors go on to now? Because obviously it's not just to the family farm. It might be to some people, but there's so much more out there for seniors that are in the FFA.
Definitely. So FFA, like I said, has really adapted to leadership and personal growth. At Housatonic, we have a very unique department where we have five different programs, including the animal science, whether it be small, veterinarian science, equine science, as well as our plant science relating to the greenhouse and floriculture, our food sciences, which is kind of one of our newer departments, but we are working as a farm-to-table class, and we're investing in a new industrial kitchen for that education purpose, our natural resource department, and, of course, our ag engineering and mechanics. And at Housatonic, we have such a strong alumni program who is made up of just over 200 members, and many of them being lifetime FFA members. And through them, we have so many career opportunities and contact supports. So really, through the FFA, it not only prepares you for the real-world business aspects, whether it be your public speaking, your parliamentary procedure, your agenda making and collaboration, but it also gives you a lot of contacts and career opportunities for whatever industry you're looking into. For our three senior officers, they're all kind of looking into very specific industries, but many of them relating back to agriculture, so it's really cool to see how you can bring those senses that you learned here these past 4 years into your real-world aspects.
Now, what are you going to take out of FFA and apply to your future career?
So I'm actually planning on going on a pre-law track for my undergrad. My overarching goal is to become a corporate attorney and later move and specialize in agriculture business law. So I have always had a dream of being a corporate attorney since I was quite young, and it was kind of a funny dream. But through the FFA, I have really seen, and other people have seen in me, such a spark in my personal growth and leadership skills. I mean, as a freshman, I was very questioning the organization. I didn't know how far I wanted to go with it, but I was really just kind of overindulged in all of it. So through that, I have learned a lot of public speaking skills. I have met some of the best young agriculturalists in the country by attending the National Convention in Indianapolis and the Washington Leadership Conference in D.C. And through that, I've learned what serving really means, and that goes back to those USDA food drives. I've also been able to work with many officer teams and work with many different people and different leadership techniques, whether that be collaboration in meetings or planning events, setting up agendas, really all of those business aspects I look forward to implementing and kind of having an advantage in my next years.
You know, it's interesting listening to your talk because one thing I noticed about FFA programs that I've seen and talked with people about, and that is the disciplines that you go through, and the disciplines are taken. I mean, everybody takes disciplines, but it seems like there's some environment in the FFA where the disciplines really naturally evolve and people hold on to them and follow them. What are your major disciplines that you try to install in people?
So I know for me personally, discipline and respect was so focal when I was growing up in many agriculture industries. Being very well known in both the dairy and the equine worlds, my name was always passed around, and I always made sure that I had a very strong reputation, and that correlates directly to all of our members in the FFA. When you are going to an event, whether it be on the district level or on the national level, you're not only representing yourself and your team, but also the chapter and the organization as a whole, and that goes into representing agriculture as a worldwide program. So discipline is definitely a great characteristic that FFA members learn, because they know that they're not only representing themselves but an entire industry. So whether that be through the hard work or just the leadership training that we go through, we're a very respectful group of young people who I think have very bright futures for going forward.
We're speaking with Justine Allen from Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's FFA week going on this week at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Over the course of the year, what opportunities have come up that your chapter members, I know there's, of course, the Christmas store and stuff, but what other opportunities do FFA members get exposed to over the course of a year?
So on a normal year, our opportunities are quite endless, and I give so much kudos to my officer team and my chapter for making so many of those events happen this year, even during these unprecedented times. But on a normal year, we would be traveling pretty much anywhere we see fit for the best opportunities we have. We partake in many career development experiences and leadership development experiences, and that is various different competing teams, such as equine judging, horticulture, public speaking, prepared, extemporaneous. And so a lot of those contests will go on to the state and national level. So that goes into much of the traveling that our chapter is so fortunate to have. Usually we attend the national convention in Indianapolis. We send 2 to 3 members to the Washington Leadership Conference in D.C. each summer, which is the largest youth leadership conference in the country. And then our alumni program also supports us in alumni exchange programs for the summer, which has been going on for over 40 years. So those are some of the national and state level experiences we have. And then we have countless field trips and guest speakers during our class or specialized classes to make sure that our members and our students are really getting as much as they can out of the organization, whether it be from a leadership and FFA position or just from an agriculture and education position.
Your FFA alumni organization, well, Housatonic in general has an incredible alumni organization, but your alumni organization is so active, and not only does it benefit FFA, but it benefits other members of the community. Before we say so long here, I want to talk about FFA week. We're already on Wednesday. What do you do to celebrate FFA week as FFA members at the school?
Definitely. So FFA week is always this last week of February, always kind of rotating around President's Day, because in the national organization, we idolize presidents like George Washington so much for not only his agriculture sense, but also his leadership sense. So at Housatonic, we have really worked really hard to make sure that a lot of our events still happen this year during whatever restrictions we have. So yesterday morning, we all woke up at 5 o'clock and cooked breakfast for the faculty and staff at Housatonic to show our appreciation. On Thursday, we will be having Maria Horn signing our National FFA Week proclamation and presenting that to the school. We've also been doing morning trivia questions for the entire school and faculty, kind of to trying to spread the agriculture education to the entire school in general. And then following up on Friday, we have a full chapter tubing trip planned to kind of end the week with some fun, wholesome fun at Mohawk. So we've really been working to make sure that a lot of our events stay the same for this year with whatever restrictions and guidelines we have to go through.
Well, a lot changes in education nowadays, but one thing is for sure, that when I went to school there many years ago, the FFA, the agriculture program, was considered one of the tops in the tri-state area.
Definitely.
And it hasn't moved at all. You guys have stayed there for many, many years. It's an amazing organization, and congratulations to you all, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justine, and have a great day, all right?
Thank you. You too. It was great talking to you.
All right, bye-bye. Once again, we were speaking to Housatonic Valley Regional High School Ag Science President Justine Allen. It is Housatonic Valley FFA Week that goes through Friday, and we appreciate her taking some time this morning and joining us on the telephone.